He was threatening me that I have to leave my daughter behind if I wanted to separate.
He never let me use my own earnings to help my family, but he kept sending money secretly to his family.
They always criticized me, even though I was right, but I had to apologize to them in the end, because it gets worse if I don't agree or go against them.
I thought he was constantly checking what I was doing because he loved and cared for me. I had no idea that this was coercive control.
Hello and welcome to the Knowledge is Power podcast, brought to you by the Immigrant Women's Support Service, IWES. We are a specialist domestic violence and sexual violence service for women and children from immigrant and refugee backgrounds. We will be discussing domestic violence and sexual violence throughout this podcast. If it gets too much, you can stop the recording at any time. You may need to reach out to a friend or someone you trust. You may wish to contact one of the support services listed below. Details for these services will also be provided at the end of this podcast. We would like to start by acknowledging the Yuggera and Turrbal people as the traditional custodians of Meanjin, Brisbane, the lands on which we are privileged to work. We pay our respects to all First Nations elders, past, present, and emerging. This podcast was created by women from refugee and immigrant backgrounds who have lived with coercive control. We acknowledge their strength and wisdom and thank them for sharing their stories with us and the people listening right now. On this podcast, we will be hearing from IWES staff and women who will share their experiences of coercive control with us. We are sharing these stories to raise awareness about what coercive control is and how it appears. Rose is joining us to share her own insights and those she gained from others who shared their experiences with IWES. Thank you for joining us, Rose, to talk on this important topic. So what is coercive control?
Coercive control is a pattern of ongoing abusive behavior, not just a one-off incident that can make you feel unsafe or fearful. Although not everyone experiences fear, at least in the early stages, it can involve both physical and non-physical types of abuse. And coercive control is almost always occurring when someone is experiencing domestic and family violence and can often continue even after the relationship has ended. Coercive control can be perpetrated by an intimate or romantic partner, or by any other family members.
How will I know that what I'm experiencing is coercive control?
The signs that someone is intending to control you or make you behave in a certain way or make you feel bad may seem like small things on their own. When behavior on the part of a partner or family member forms a pattern, happens repeatedly or over a long period of time and makes you feel anxious, ashamed, or unsure of yourself, you may be experiencing coercive control. Some of the signs include repeated criticism and put-downs to create self-doubt, stopping me from going to church or practicing my religion, and cultural practices, forcing me to have sex or do sexual things I don't want to, controlling what I need, things like medicine, food, access to healthcare, checking my phone and monitoring me, making threats to hurt myself or the ones I love, and trying to control everything I do. Each person's experience is different. However, the common thing is that coercive control makes you feel powerless to change the situation. If you aren't sure that what you are experiencing is coercive control, please speak to a support service.
Thank you for sharing that, Rose. We know it can sometimes be hard to talk about this, so we appreciate you telling us about yours and the experience of other women. Would you be happy to share more about how someone might feel that is experiencing coercive control?
I felt trapped and I couldn't leave. Not that the door was locked, but I wasn't confident that I could leave. He made me feel like something was wrong with me, and I believed that abuse was my fault because he would tell me again and again, I'm to blame. His constant put-downs made me doubt myself and my worth. Others have shared they felt afraid or like they had no freedom to make their own choices, but not everyone has that same experience.
As you said, not everyone experiences coercive control in the same way. Did the women you speak with share some common experiences of coercive control?
Yes. In the conversations I had with other women, there were some common forms of coercive control. These included controlling who I spend time with by attending all events with me, making me feel guilty before or after seeing family and friends, behaving rudely or aggressively towards my family and friends, and they didn't want to see us, and sometimes I wanted to protect them, which left me isolated, or telling me who I can or can't spend time with. All of this made me feel like I had to ask for permission to see family or friends. I felt nervous to ask, and I could never talk badly about his family. Forcing me to engage in sex or sexual acts I don't want to do, and using threats, making me feel guilty, or physical violence if ever refused. Threats to kick me out and keep the children, and talking badly about me in front of the children. Even after separation, using the children to manipulate me or asking the children to report back to him what I'm doing. Checking and monitoring my interactions through my phone, email, social media. Checking my bag and checking receipts. Listening to my conversations, putting cameras inside the house, saying it's for other reasons, but knowing he's watching. Threats to report to police, threats to kill me, threats to shame, threats to hurt me if I don't do what he wants. Using legal systems by delaying legal deadlines. Using my religion against me in court, self-representing to get at me, provoking me and then videoing my reaction to his abusive behavior and using this as evidence to say he's experiencing abuse from me. This was particularly difficult for some women who shared experiences of not having access to interpreters when talking with police.
What about family planning or finances?
Yes, some examples that were shared include controlling all of the money under his name, needing his approval to buy things for myself and the children or to send money overseas to my family, but not having any say on how he used our money, including whether he sent money overseas to his own family, stopping me from working, saying he loves or cares for me, but then not giving me any money to live. Controlling the choice to have or not have a children by forcing me to go for treatment to have a child. Dictating when we start a family or telling me I'll be a bad mother to stop me from wanting children.
And can you tell me some examples that are specific to women who have come to Australia as refugees or immigrants?
Yes, definitely. Women from other countries shared lots of common experiences with the general population, as well as some quite unique experiences, such as repeatedly putting me down or belittling me for many things. This included my cultural background, my home country, and how I pronounce English words, stopping me from talking in my first language and preventing me from learning English. Repeatedly putting down my cultural or spiritual practices, which drives me away from faith. Using it against me or questioning my faith that I'm not good enough. blame and pressure my family to remain in an abusive relationship rather than cause shame. Threats to take away children and use Australian and overseas systems to their advantages, or making me believe I have no rights in Australia and excusing abusive behavior, saying it just how it is in Australia. Threats to deport me or cancel my visa. Threats to deport me without my children. Forcing me to sign paperwork that I don't understand in English. Traveling to Australia to be with him, and then, once we arrived, stopping me from contacting family and friends and taking away my documents to stop me from leaving.
All of these examples really highlight the wide range of strategies that perpetrators of this type of violence use to isolate, scare, intimidate, and humiliate the people who they are supposed to love. What would you want others to know who are experiencing coercive control?
Domestic and family violence is not just physical violence. You aren't responsible for other people's behavior. It's not your fault. There's nothing wrong with you. You deserve to be safe and to be treated with respect. Trust your instincts. What you're experiencing is real. It's not in your mind. You are not being dramatic or overreacting. Reach out to speak to someone. Support is available for all people experiencing domestic and family violence. Just because you are in a relationship with a person doesn't mean they have a right over your body. You have the right to say no to sex or anything that you don't want to do.
What can I do if I'm experiencing coercive control?
Coercive control is not okay in Australia. There is help available.
Thank you, Rose. Coercive control is not okay and has generally been recognised in existing domestic and family violence legislation. States and territories around Australia are currently undergoing law reform to strengthen justice responses and recognise the dangers behind this pattern of abusive behaviour. Here in Queensland, a new law has also just been passed through Parliament, which will come into effect in 2025, making coercive control its own standalone criminal offence with a maximum penalty of up to 14 years in prison to reflect the seriousness of this behaviour. This change is because there is a link between coercive control and homicide. More information about IWES and information in other languages is available on our website, iwss.org.au. Or alternatively, please contact the IWES team on 07 3846 3490 Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to speak to one of our trained specialist staff. If you are in danger, you can call the police on 000 and you have the right to speak with an interpreter. If you or someone you know is impacted by domestic, family and sexual violence, please contact 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732. If you need an interpreter, you can call the Translating and Interpreting Service, TIS National, on 131 450 and ask them to call free of charge. You have the right to have an interpreter. This podcast was made possible by Immigrant Women's Support Service, the generous women who have shared their stories with us, and Queensland Government Investing in Queensland Women Initiative. Podcast was produced by the Stream team.